This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds in for Bill Radke. The air quality of the Puget Sound region is improving for now, but the smoky skies are still lingering from fires in British Columbia. A map of BC is dotted from north to south with 500 wildfires. And yesterday, the British Columbia government declared a province-wide state of emergency in response to the ongoing wildfires. So how much longer will this go on? Joining us, Ian Bailey, a reporter for The Globe and Mail in Vancouver. He's been following the wildfire situation. Also with us, Eric Saganich with the Puget Sound Clear Air Agency. Thanks very much to both of you for joining us.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Hey, Ian, I wanted to start with you. Your story suggested that at this point, firefighters in British Columbia can do little more than wait for rain. Is that in the forecast?
There's not much rain in the forecast. Indeed, there's none of the kind of province-wide rain that fire officials are saying they need to get some traction on dealing with what's shaping up as a really challenging forest fire or wildfire season. So no, there's nothing. I've been in touch with officials this morning, and no, there's nothing in the forecast that would provide that kind of assistance.
Ian, the air quality here has been worse than Beijing, but what's the air quality like in Vancouver? You're much closer to these wildfires.
Well, there have been sort of alerts out to sort of warn those who might be vulnerable to bad air, you know, the elderly, those with medical conditions, parents with young children, obviously, of the quality. But, I mean, you know, the mountains, shall we say, in Vancouver, which normally loom over the north side of the city, are obscured by smoke, but it's not as bad as it's been in past years. There's been the smell of smoke in the city and that kind of thing, but it's not there yet. But certainly there are concerns about particulate matter that's coming from these hundreds of fires burning across the province, many of them very far from Vancouver.
Have there been any fatalities associated with the British Columbia wildfires?
No, there have been no reported fatalities due to health concerns, and nor any reported fatalities due to forest fire, men and women working on the ground to deal with the forest fires.
And how about homes and buildings? Have many of them been reported destroyed because of the wildfires?
I haven't seen any report, and there have been many reports summing up that damage to homes and residences. In a conference call yesterday with a pair of cabinet ministers and wildfire officials, they said the emphasis certainly has been on protecting people and protecting property so far in terms of dealing with these forest fires.
What does this declaration of emergency mean in practical terms for what British Columbia can do to fight the fires?
Basically, it's a term that allows very sort of the deployment of resources. It empowers forest fire officials and police and others to sort of impose orders, to sort of manage members of the public, and to sort of get things going in terms of dealing with fighting the forest fire. It also streamlines the ability to deploy funds, resources, and other assets to deal with the forest fires.
How does this wildfire season compare to years past, Ian?
So far, according to some numbers, this is ranking as, at this point, with a month sort of officially to go, as the fourth largest wildfire season in British Columbia since 1950. There was a helpful comparison yesterday in a major briefing on this matter. Last year, we had a number of massive major fires earlier on in the summer. The challenge this year is we have many, many more fires burning in many, many more areas. So it's a kind of a different thing, and substantially fewer evacuations, but still clearly a number of concerns. To put that in numbers, as of Wednesday, there were 566 recorded wildfires in British Columbia, compared last year at this time with 150 in total.
Wow, five times is more than last year.
Exactly.
Ian Bailey's
with us.
But
they aren't as large as they were last year.
Yeah. Ian Bailey's with us. He's a reporter for The Globe and Mail in Vancouver. Also with us, Eric Saganich with the Puget Sound Clear Air Agency. Eric, what is the smoke coming south, and what's in it, and what's it doing to us?
Yeah, so in smoke, we have a number of different types of chemicals when you burn anything. And one thing we really are most concerned about are called the fine particles. And these are really, really small, and they can essentially reach the deepest part of your lungs.
Now, is it affecting everybody, or is it if you don't have some kind of respiratory issues, are you pretty much not going to be affected by this?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of individuals that may not recognize they have a heart condition yet, or, you know, their symptoms haven't shown up, but having wildfire smoke and at these kind of concentrations can actually, you know, elevate their risk to triggering an event like that. So we generally make the message that even, you know, for healthy adults, that just take care when the levels are unhealthy. Thankfully, we're starting to see the levels actually taper off quite a bit right now, and levels are starting to reach moderate throughout most of Puget Sound. The levels are still hanging there. We expect that to continue through most of the day. But if you're still up in the Cascade foothills nestled in there, we're still seeing levels that are unhealthy for sensitive groups at this point.
Well, that's good to hear, because you look outside and it looks just as hazy, if not hazier, than it has in the past days when apparently the air quality was worse.
Right, and we do have a lot of upper-level smoke still, and we're going to see a lot of that continue, actually. So it's going to be, you know, hard for folks to even assess sometimes what their air quality is unless you look at some of the air monitoring data and look at our website, because, you know, we're going to see now more smoke from California, Oregon now coming as the winds have changed, and we'll be seeing that pattern potentially for a couple more days. So we still say interesting sunsets, but we still expect on the ground level some of our air quality to be good or moderate.
So it might stop coming from the north, but it'll start coming from the south, this smoke?
Right. And then we're getting more concerned about potentially even Sunday or Monday, where the pattern shifts again and the high pressure comes and we're going to see more smoke from British Columbia. And we're actually more concerned about that with that pattern, because that's where the smoke gets pushed down and south, and just the sheer massive amounts of smoke from British Columbia. I mean, this is pretty unique, and I think it's already been highlighted how significant this amount of smoke is. And so we could see this return as early as next week. It's still pretty iffy on the models. There's a lot of uncertainty, but we're watching it very closely.
It seems like there's uncertainty. I seem to hear every couple of days, oh, it's clearing up, but it doesn't seem to clear up.
Right, and there's a lot of complications with modeling smoke. I mean, there's just, you know, you have the whole column up kilometers up into the sky. You're trying to capture what's exactly going on, and all we're really looking at is focus on the ground level, and that's the only way we can actually prove if our models are working is what we have on the ground. But there's a lot of uncertainty on what's above us and how the fires are behaving and what's the actual fuels that they're burning from, and so it gets really tricky.
Final question for you, Ian Bailey, with the Globe and Mail. Yeah. You mentioned we've got about a month more, supposedly a month more, of the wildfire season in British Columbia. Does the wildfire season really mean anything anymore? Does it stop and end, or is it getting more open-ended?
That's an excellent question. We were asking yesterday about that, and it's at a certain point, I guess, you know, the climate changes, and it certainly brings a curtain down on it. What we heard from one of our senior ministers here in BC yesterday is that climate change is sort of making this kind of crisis each summer a kind of new normal: rising temperatures, drier forest.
Ian, thanks so much for your time. Ian Bailey, reporter for the Globe and Mail. And thanks to you, Eric Saganich, with the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency. It's The Record on KUOW. Sound stories, sound voices. Up ahead, a modular solution to our housing affordability crisis.